Kumlen Ablak Gemara, we're up to the Yud Dalad Amud Aleph, about eight lines from the top. So we're discussing here about Krishma, that when you're allowed to make, when you're allowed to interrupt your Krishma to respond or to initiate a greeting, whether between the paragraphs or in the middle of the paragraphs. So Boyim Menei Achitanya Tanya Rabchiyah Barabchiyah. What about Howell? What about Megillah? If you're reading Halal or if you're Megillus Esther, Ma'u Sheyafsik, are you permitted to interrupt, to greet someone and say Shalom? What's a Shaila? Shaila is as follows. Let's make a Kavachimer. Krishma, which is the Raisa from the Torah. And yet you're permitted to interrupt for Shalom, Poisik, for Halal, which is only the Rabbanon, Meboya. Halal, which is only the Rabbanon, is a Shaila? Clearly, Gemara says in Halas Rabban. We'll come back in a minute. Idilma, perhaps Pirsume Nisa Adif. Perhaps that even though it's from the Rabbanon, but the whole idea of Halal, as Hashem explained, is to mefarsim the great miracles that Hashem did for us, and therefore Pirsume Nisa Adif overrides them the fact that. Therefore, even though Krishma, you're allowed to be mafsik, you're not allowed to be mafsik when it comes to Howl and when it comes to Megillah. So even though about Megillah we say clearly Pesum Nisa, but Howl was saying the same thing. The Gemara concluded that Howl is only the Rabbanon. The question is whether Pesum Nisa overrides it or not. There's a big machlekes of Howl's Rabbanon. You have the Bahag and others who learn that Howl is from the Torah. Mr. Howl is the Torah. And when he was at Howl's Rabbanon, was talking about the days that we don't complete Howl, like Chedesh and all that. Others hold that Halal is only mid Rabbanon, and Chassam Sofer says that even though Halal is Rabbanon, but on Chanukah Halal is Mahatera, because when you have, just like the Haggadah on Pesach, you have to, it's a mitzvah to relate the miracle that occurred in those days. Anyway, so Amalei answered him, Pesach ve'ein bekach klum. There's no problem whatsoever. They want that you can be mafsik. Because the Kalvachim is correct. Omar Rabba, says Rabba, Yomim Shahai Yochid Gaimid Ben Esahal. Those days that you conclude the entire Halal in the 21 days of Hagmor Erechid, or the 18 days in Israel. That you include the entire Halal, you know, the first and last day of Pesach, and the first day of Shavuot is the first and last day of Sukkot. And then you have Chanukah. And so.
This is the whole time, isn't it?
Yeah, I said first and last, yeah. All 8 days of Sukkot and all 8 days of Chanukah. So those are the days that Yochid Goyimim is a Hal. Machlek is showing you why exactly.
Which also means, according to most people, that they say Barocha beforehand, yep. Whereas they don't on half Halal.
Exactly. It's Bein Pedig. So then it depends. So the days that you say the entire Halal, ain't Bein Pedig, Lip Pedig, between the paragraphs, Pesach, you can be Mafsik. Abba Be'emsa Pedig, in the middle of the paragraph, ain't a Pesach, you should not interrupt. The Yomim, but those days, She'ein HaYochid Goyimim is a Hal, those days, which is only a minig, like the Chedesh, we don't complete the Halal. Machlek is how we treat Chol HaMoed Pesach, which we also don't complete Halal. Afilu be'emtza pei, even middle paragraph, Pesach, you could be mafsik. You could be mafsik. Says Gemara, ain't it's not so, where Rav Bashvor, ikla legabe de Ravina. Rav Bashvor once came to Ravina, v'yomim she'ena yochi goyim as a Halal, but it was one of those days that you don't complete Halal. And yet, possibly, he didn't want to interrupt to say hello. Says Gemara, shiny Rav Bashvo. Rav Bashvo is different. The loy choshiv olei de Ravina. Compared to Ravina, Ravina did not give him, didn't think that he deserved that he should interrupt his halal. Big, if you see this long taste over here, it goes into what Heshev was just saying. The big argument as to those days you don't complete the halal, do you make a bracha? Don't you make a bracha? Because basically it's a minig to say halal on those days, and the machlekes boils down to, do you make a bracha on a minig or not? Rabbeinu Tam says you do. His proof is on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. We make all the brachas, and even though it's only a minig to have a second day Golius, that I make a bracha on a minig. How come a hashainis, we don't make a bracha? The Gemara says in Sukkah, you don't make a bracha. That's different because it's only chabota ba'alma. All you do is banging, you're not doing anything really. But a minig, you make a bracha. The Rambam holds you don't make a bracha on a half a halal because on a minig you don't make a bracha. And this is a general argument whether you make a bracha or not on a minig. And the argument is totally, what is the Issa of saying Hashem's name in vain? If it's an Issa from the Torah, when the Torah says, you know, like Sisa Hashem Hashem Kech L'Shav includes even a bracha, even in the format of a bracha, or like Rabbeinu Tam said, that's not an Aveda at all. It's only if you're saying Hashem's name, Stam. But if I make today a bracha, thank you for giving me mitzvah lulav. Ma'atayli didn't know about it. You know, thank David for giving me. Ashik Hashem says, "One of his Lord, he gave it to us." So if you hold the whole Issa of the Rabbanon, so it's a very weak Issa, so on the minute the Rabbanon said, make a bracha. But the Rambam holds Ma'atayli, so on the minute you don't make a bracha. And that's the machlekes around the Rosh Chodesh, you make a bracha or not. But because it says Yochid, there's another opinion that says that only if you're saying it on your own. But if you're davening with a tzibur, even if it's a half halal like Rosh Chodesh, you do make a bracha. It's only if you're davening with Yechidus, you don't make a bracha. Interesting, the Gemara starts off talking about halal and Megillah, but only ends up talking about halal. Whatever happened to Megillah? So from here, someone a Paskin, if you remember, the Gemara Megillah gives three reasons why we don't say halal on Purim. The first answer the Gemara gives there is because Kriyasa Zu Halila. You know, one answer is because it's outside Eretz Yisrael, we don't make it say halal. But the other answer is that Megillah is halal. And based on that, the Me'idi Paskins, that if you don't have access to a Megillah, you can go ahead and say halal on Purim, because that's a substitute. And one of the rais they bring is from this Gemara right here. And we bring start off with halal and Megillah, and we only end up talking with halal. The rai, halal Megillah is one and the same. So it's not, we're not ignoring Megillah, it's the same thing. Anyway, next we're going to boy you, Menei Ashiyan. Ashiyan asked Tanav Rab Ami, Rab Ami. Very difficult to see the connection between the two, other than maybe it's just a shaila in halacha and what happened. But he says, Hashari betainis, if one is fasting, ma'o shigitim, are you allowed to taste the food? You're cooking the food, you want to taste, there's enough salt, not enough salt, is it ready? Achil v'shti kabel levoleka. You said that I won't eat and drink, but there's no issue here. That's not called eating and drinking. You're not consuming it for eating and drinking. You're just tasting it. Idil mahanah kabel levo. What you took upon yourself was I'm not going to have any benefit. But Ika, the fact is you did. Omeli told him toyem you can taste ve'em bekach klum. It's all right. Tanya b'chachim lebraisa mat emes you can taste. And if you now we're equating to making a bracha, if you're tasting food to see whether there's enough salt in there or spices, ain't it to the bracha? You don't need a bracha. The hashari betainis, shari betainis, and if you're fasting, toyim you're allowed to taste the food during the fast day, see whether it's ready or not. Ve'ein bekach klum, it doesn't matter. Ad kama how much? Rab Ami and Rab Asi told me they used to taste ad shir leviyas until the size of leviyas, which is the size of an egg and a half. Now there's a big machlekes to show you what's going on. So the Yavabene Chananel, the very last tesis, it's a short little tesis. Toyim ve'em bekachlum, says Rabbeinu Chananel, Pidish. Rabbeinu Chananel, shechoyzer apoylet. That this whole thing is talking about here, that you're tasting it and you're spitting it out. And that's the shaila, if you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. But if you're tasting it and you're swallowing it, for sure you have to make a brach. I don't care what the reason is. The fact is you ate, and the fact is you broke your fast. This is only talking about if you're spitting it out. And the shaila is, are you still allowed to do that? The lechoshiv hanor minatimus. So when you're spitting it out, you have no hanor. Avo boilea says tasted. If you're swallowing it, loya for the b'shar tiny, you're not allowed to. Shemhochi apoyos are the brocha she'ena nena. So tasted by tasted and sorted by nechananel makes no difference for b'chas anenin or whether by tainus. If you're spitting it out, it's not considered eating. But even then, only up to a revius. What happens if it's more than a revius spitting it out? Even if it's more than a revius spitting it out, it's inevitable that you're enjoying some of that food. A machlek is whether you talk about you ate in one gulp or even if you did it, you know, piece by piece. Other Rishonim learn that no, you're talking, the Rambam seems to learn that you're allowed to actually eat and swallow it up to a revius. Because they say, if you're spitting it all out, who cares if it's more than a revius, less than a revius, you're spitting it out. So the Rambam learns, the way that everyone understands the Rambam, that you're allowed to eat, to taste the food and swallow it to see whether there's enough spices, enough salt, and you don't have to make a bracha. And by tainus as well. Now the Gemara doesn't really answer the question. If you're makabel on it, or you're not makabel, you know, what are you makabel? Eating and drinking, or are you makabel or no? Because what's the Gemara? Is the Gemara's answer that this is not called eating and drinking? Or the Gemara answer is, of course it's called eating and drinking, but since it's a hana, this is not called hana when you're spitting it out, or you're just tasting it to know whether there's enough salt. And the nafkamin is, do we link the birchas hananin with tainus, or the two separate dinim, which is a third view of Rishonim, that we separate the two. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Omer Avra says, Rav, call Nishon Chavir, if anyone gives shalom to his friend, extension of his friend, koyim shismal for he davens, ki lo yisabam, as if he built him his bech in the wrong place, an altar in the wrong place, which is forbidden. Shenemar, it says in Pasei, chidlu lechem, you should avoid mina adam from a person, and avoid a person, nashe neshama ba'apai, that the neshama is in his nostrils. Ki ba'men echshel, what's his value? Al tikra ba'men el abam. So you should avoid a person. Why should you avoid a person? It means avoid greeting a person before you greet the Eibishter. We don't have to change it around and say bomba, just bameh. What? Why would you give more recognition, acknowledgement to this person before you give acknowledgement to the Eibishter? This is a very similar thing we had before about eating before you daven. Being machleik is Hashem, how to understand this. Some of the Hashem hold is only using the word shalom because Hashem's name. You're allowed to say good morning, safra tova. You're not allowed to say shalom because shalom is Hashem's name. Why are you using Hashem's name for addressing another person before you address the Eibishter himself? Others say it makes no difference if you're saying shalom or safra tova. The very fact that you're addressing that person is wrong before you talk to the Eibishter. And again, there's a machlekes whether it's talking about after Shmanesra, because it says that Yispal, usually Yispal means Shmanesra, or as long as you said a brachas, for example, especially if you say even just Shema, it's good enough, then there's no issues whatsoever. But the Gemara qualifies as we'll soon see.
Mostly, the difference between Shabbat Shalom and the Shabbos also.
We had, yes, a long talk about that, yes. Mostly, we have Sheish, the question. Beprokim, Shoyil, Mipnea, Kovid, Umeshiv. We had that Beprokim, that between the paragraphs, you can greet someone out of Kovid and you're allowed to answer. So it's clearly from here, you didn't damage Shmanesra yet, you're middle davening, you're allowed to greet. Most of the Shrein learning, what it means is when we say you're not allowed to greet someone is if you go to his house to say hello. That you're not allowed. If you're walking down the street and you encounter someone and they nod their head with Hashem Aleichem, of course you're allowed to respond. Only mashkim lepischa is forbidden. Nor can you go to do your own work, tend to your own matter before you daven. Shenema, it says in Pasuk, Tzedek lefon of Yahalech, you should talk about justice, which is davening, before you, that should be, lead your way. Then the Yosef del Pamo, then afterwards you go to your own way and take care of your own needs. Kolam espal, anyone who davens first, and va'achya yitzedek, and then afterwards you go out and do your business. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisel lechafatz of the Eibishter will take care of all you need. Shenema, it says, Tzedek lefon of Yahalech, the Yosef del Pamo. It says in Pasuk, that if you go before the Eibishter, then and then you go out on your way. The Yosem goes on the Eibush as well, that he will take care of you. Omer Abiyenu Zeda. Kol halon shivas yomim b'loi cholom. If anybody sleeps 7 days without dreaming whatsoever, nikra is a bad sign. There's a malach that comes down and gives you dreams, and if you don't have any dreams, it's a bad sign. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, v'soveya, if somebody is full, is yoli, and he goes to sleep, bal yipokira, somebody is sated, and he goes to sleep, nothing bad is going to happen to him. I'll take soveya el sheva. Don't read soveya, but sheva. That 7 days go by. That if 7 days go by, that you have to have a dream. Otherwise, you'll be bad. In other words, this is how you teach. If Sheva Yolin and 7 days go by, and Baal your pocket, and Minash Shemayim, they didn't remember you, they didn't send you any dreams, then Ra, it's bad news, it's bad for you. Anybody who fills himself up with Torah and then goes to sleep, never have bad dreams. Never says, if you go to sleep, say it. It doesn't mean with food, it means with Torah. Again, what is the connection between this Gemara and the previous Gemara? I'm not sure. Back to the Gemara. Eluhem ben aprokim. This is considered between the paragraphs. Like Yehuda Damar says, in the Mishnah, we had a machlekes between Elokeichem and Emes, and Yatsi, we don't interrupt. And the Buddha says, no, you shouldn't separate Elokeichem and Emes. Bein Elokeichem and Emes, don't be mafsik. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's his logic? Because they have a posik where it says, another posik where it says, Vahashem Elokeim Emes. Since that's in Tanakh, Vahashem Elokeim Emes, so therefore you shouldn't interrupt between Elokeim and Emes. Even though Parsha Shlach, we don't have that, but you shouldn't interrupt between Elokeim and Emes. Says the Gemara, okay, after you say Krishma, and there was a pause, you waited for the Chazam to catch up with you. Most Australian learning, there was a pause. Then you start V'yatzev. Do you start Emes V'yatzev V'nachin, or do you start V'yatzev V'nachin? The question is, when you say Hashem Elokeinu Emes, Hashem Elokeinu Emes, is Emes now part of Krishma? Or Emes is part of V'yatzev, but we don't want to interrupt because there's a pasuk in Tanakh that says Hashem Elokeinu Emes. No, Emes is part of the Yatsiv, so you got to say it again. And Emes now became part of Krishna, and therefore you don't have to say it again. Somebody once bent down before Rabba, Shamei, Rabba, he heard the Rabba saying, Emes, today Zimna. He heard Rabba saying Emes twice. Sound like he said Hashem Kim Emes. And right away he said Emes again. That seems to me there was no pause. Amar Rabba call Emes. Emes Tafse Lahai. He talked about himself in third person. Once he started saying Hashem is true, he couldn't help himself, and he just got caught into it, and he said it again and again. You should learn from me. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Kama Al Yehoshmaita. How wonderful is this sugya? The following din. The Chiosa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar. He told us Amri b'Marav in Israel. They say Arvis by night by the davening. They say Dabra b'Nei Yisrael. Instead of saying the entire parsha, the third parsha, which is all about tzitzis, they would say Dabra b'Nei Yisrael, Amar Talem, and skip the whole parsha of tzitzis and go straight to the end. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. How beautiful is that? Why is it so beautiful? What's so nice about that? That perhaps you shouldn't start the third parsha of Krishna at night because there's no tzitzis at night. But if you start it, once you start you need to finish the entire thing. You can't stop without finishing. So what's so good about what they did in Eretz Yisrael, where they started and they just skipped over the entire parsha? If you can tell me, maybe when it says over here that if you began, you have to finish. Beginning means you started talking about tzitzis. But just saying, it doesn't say anything. What does Hashem say? It doesn't say. So therefore, you don't have to finish. So when it's all done, is right. They alerted us to this. They were able to say, Hashem, Hashem Elokim Emes, even though they omitted Pasha Tzitzis. I can't say that because Rashi Yitzchak said Amarav Dabra b'nei Yisrael avischala. When you say Dabra b'nei Yisrael, that's not yet what Dabra b'nei Yisrael. But as soon as you have a Marta Lem, you're already limiting it to the Pasha of Tzitzis. But Marta Lem have yaschala because we know we're talking about Pasha of Tzitzis. And once you began, you have to finish. So what's so good about what they did in Eretz Yisrael? Amarav Papa Kesavri b'marav. In Eretz Yisrael, they were of the opinion. V'amarta Lem nami loy have yaschala. They believe that Amarta Lem is not considered the beginning. Ad Amar, until you say the word was on tzitzis. They say that it's Amarta Lehem is still a very general preamble. It's only when you start talking about tzitzis that's called the haschal of this passion. So and therefore they avoided getting involved in tzitzis. They started. They did the preamble and they did the end and that's it. Amar Abai is Abai Hilcha. Therefore Anan, because that was the meaning in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yosef praised him for it. Anan Aschuli Maschilinan. We begin like they do, the Kamaskal Marav, because Eretz Yisrael, that's what they did. Oh, but since we don't hold like them, we hold as soon as you say Vamar Talayim, it's as if you started the Pasha, so we have no choice, we got to conclude it. And that's why we say the third Pasha. It's as if we got, you know, it got forced upon us. The Kivan Das Chlinim Migman Nami Gamlinim. Once we start, we have to finish as well. If you start, you have to finish. So, why in Eretz Yisrael, why they didn't say Pasha Tzitzit is very simple, because there's no mitzvah tzitzit at night. So from here we know the halacha is there's no mitzvah tzitzit at night. The mitzvah is only by day. It's a mitzvah say shazman groma. What about the opinion that says we had a menachah as a question whether there's a mitzvah on the person or the mitzvah is on the beged? And you know, if it's hanging on the wall, a four-cornered garment, you still have to put on tzitzit. According to that opinion that it's a mitzvah on the beged, then how is it ever mitzvah say shazman groma? How can you call tzitzis a time-bound mitzvah? Because hanging on the wall makes no difference. So the answer is because it depends if it's a ksus yom or a ksus laila. This is from the only places, not the only, but from the only places of Noruch, where Tershon Noruch says, I don't know what the halacha is like, because it's machlekes Rambam and Rosh. What does it mean day? What does it mean night? Does day mean physically, you know, literally daytime, and night means nighttime? So daytime, regardless of what you wear, you're always chayv and tzitzis. And nighttime, regardless what you wear, you always potter. Is that pshat? Or is it pshat day clothes versus night clothes? Day clothes, even at night, you have to put on tzitzis. And night clothes, like pajamas, even during the day, you don't have to wear tzitzis. And Sheikh Noro says, we don't know who the halach is. We don't know who the halach is like. And that is why many people are machmer that they sleep with tzitzis, to be yates of the opinion that says that day garments at night are chayiv and tzitzis as well. Okay. Studying more about There's a few times, there, like by Maidiv, the Gemara, by Maidiv, the Gemara actually says itself, we don't know that Loch Rabbi Yehuda, you know, when you can start Maidiv, like a Milch or not. Hashtad le idmer hilchas le kemal le idmer hilchas le kemal. But here's Chanor says.
The Gemara is not necessarily always passing the definitive thing. Halach, when you get lowered down,
sometimes
you select out of these ones and make it.
You would think. For some reason or other, the Beis Yosef couldn't come to a conclusion. Neither the Rama.
The Rebbe brings two, three opinions sometimes in the sefer. It says in Toif to go according to this.
Yeah. There's no. That's why we're machlok everything. Yeah. The Rizal says a riot. You have to, which is a night. Just interesting. The Magen Avraham brings the Rizal. Brings the Rizal everywhere, but he brings the Rizal, who said a very interesting thing. When David HaMelech went to the Beis HaMerchitz and he got himself undressed to go into the bathhouse, suddenly he said, "Oh, I feel I'm naked from mitzvahs," because he wasn't wearing his talis, wasn't wearing his tefillin, and then he remembered Bris Milah, and therefore he was happy. And that's the raya that the Rogatov brings, that Rebbe Nesichas brings, that the mitzvah milah is an ongoing mitzvah. Because if it's a mitzvah that occurred many years ago when we were born, what's the mitzvah? What's so happy about? Is that there's an aspect of milah which is a pulunim shechas. Every minute that you're malat, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So the question, Arizal asked the question, what do you mean? Every night he went to sleep, he didn't wear tzitzis and tefillin. Is that right? That night he wore tzitzis. That's his raya. Others say it's no raya. The reason why he was happy is because he had a mezuzah on the door. The mezuzah is still had a mezuzah. He's still wrapped with mitzvahs because he had a mezuzah on the door. Meshaking the Beis HaMerchitz, there's no mezuzah. And that's how someone learned. Okay, let's continue. Says about it further. Chibarav Omar. Chibarav says, Omar, Ani Hashem Lekeichem. The moment you say, Ani Hashem Lekeichem, that means you say, Pashtitzes. Tzorich, Loimer, Emes. You also have to say, Emes. Because nobody's Hashem Lekeichem, Emes. If he didn't say the third parasha of tzitzis, you don't have to say emes. Sounds like you have to say the whole emes v'yatziv and all that, or emes amuna. So the gemara of a boy lad kudi tzitzis mitzrayim, but you have to mention mitzrayim. L'chayde in that parasha after Krishna, you mention tzitzis mitzrayim. That's why it's brought down. So if you're not going to say emes amuna, which is, and you're not going to say parasha tzitzis, where are you being masked tzitzis mitzrayim? The Omar, he said, there's an alternative. If you don't say emes, you don't say emes v'amun and all that, there's an alternative. What is that? The Amr HaKadosh, they say, Moedim anachna l'cha Hashem l'keinu Osho, it's Yisrael and Mitzrayim. They say, thank you for taking that Mitzrayim. Upid Yisrael and Beisav Vodim, and you liberated us from the house of slaves. Vasisa lonu nisim megvuras al hayam, you made all these miracles. V'sharnu l'och, and we sang for you, and then you go into Mikra Moicha and so that, which is the song. So you're making your two brachas afterwards, but you're skipping out the whole v'amun, which is a long paragraph, and you found a bridge version. Why do you say Pasha Shema before Vayin Shemoyah? Now Shema is in Vezchanan, Vayin Shemoyah is in Pasha's Ekev. So what's the question, why do you say? I mean, chronologically, this is before. It's Tzitzis that throws a spanner in the work. Tzitzis and Pasha Shlach, and yet that's relegated to the end. So that shows already that there's no specific order in Krishna. It must be because Ein Mukdim Mucha B'Torah. So why is the order fixed in the way it is? So Shmuel Karcha said, why Shema first? Because first you have to accept the yoke of heaven before you start accepting individual mitzvahs. Tanya, Rab Shimon Yochai, comes with another reason altogether. He says, Bedinu, rightfully it is, Sheyaknim Shema L'Vohayin Shemaya. First thing you should say is Shema before Vohayin Shemaya. And he says, in the way the Gemara takes it right now, literally, Shezeh Lilmoid, in Shema it talks about that you should learn yourself. And then, Vezeh Lelamed. And here, when it comes, it says, V'dibarta Bam, you should say the words of Shema, that's to yourself. And in Vohayin Shemaya, it says, V'limat Moizel B'neichem, you should teach your kids. So therefore, and how can you teach if you don't know yourself? So first you have to learn before you can teach others, before you can teach your own kids. So therefore, Shema comes first, then Vayishma, yeah? And then comes Vayayma. Why Vayayma? Shezel Lumos Elasas. First you have to learn, teach, and then you start doing the mitzvahs. Because in tzitzis, all you have are instructions of how to do mitzvahs. Nothing about learning there. Says Yimon, I don't understand. In Shema, it doesn't say anything about teaching your kids. What does that mean? Teach your kids. In Shema, you don't have anything about teaching your kids. Plus, in Shema, it says you should put on tefillin, you should write mezuzahs. There's also mitzvahs included in Shema. In fact, Shema has everything. So what are you saying? That's question number one. V'su, furthermore, you told me that V'hoyin Shemoyah only talks about teaching others. In V'hoyin Shemoyah, it doesn't talk about teaching yourself. So the Gemara... It talks about teaching others. It doesn't have anything about mitzvahs. The last is lesbe, voksiv, ukshartam, uksaftam, talks there about also tefillin and mezuzahs. Elihocha, what's up, Shemichai says? It starts out in Shema, it has all three aspects. It canvasses learning, teaching, and doing mitzvahs. V'hoyin Shemaya only canvasses teaching and doing mitzvahs. And V'yayim is only doing mitzvahs. B'dinu shetiknu shema lo yishmaya, shezeh lilmud ulelamed vilasas, v'hoyin Shemaya is v'yayimir. Shezeh yejbo lilamed vilasas. And V'yayimir ain't bo elelasas, b'vat, only lasas. Why does Hashem Yochayev come up with a novel new reason when we already have in our Mishnah Hashem Yochayev? The tape of Gleim Hashem Yochayev. Why don't we just use Hashem Yochayev, which says clearly that you have Shema, and then you, because you want to do first Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Says, what are you right? He's not arguing. He's giving another reason. First of all, the reason is because you Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim Tchila, and the Agi Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs. That's number one. And the Oy Mishul Is Bahani Mila Achniyos. Says all these other things. Rav Moshe Yodei. Rav would wash his hands once. He wants someone to do this. Rav washed his hands. The Korah Krishma. He read Krishma, and then the Anach Tfilin. Rav put on Tfilin after he laid Krishma. So and we're wondering why he did that. So the Gemara says the Tzoli, and then he davened. Says the Gemara. Matzli. The Heich of Rahochi, how could he have done this? To what? Read Krishna. Before Tefillin, Vatanya, we learned, Hachayfe Kuchla Meis, if somebody's digging a grave for a mace, which is a mitzvah, Kaiva Potter, he's Potter, because Oisig Mitzvah, we'll have all this later on in the third page. If you're Oisig Mishamase, if you're Oisig Mitzvah, you're exempt from other mitzvahs. So you're Potter from Krishna, Tefillin, Umin Hatfilin, Umikom Mitzvahs, Ramuris Batata. Why does he say Krishma, Tfilin, and all mitzvah taters? So the Rishonim here generally say, L'chayda, isn't Tfilin included in all mitzvahs and mitzvahs and taters? Just say that if you're occupied in digging a cave, you are potter from mitzvahs. Why highlight Krishma, Tfilin? Because these are three exceptions. Even if you were told us that you're potter from all the mitzvahs, I might have thought that Krishma and Tfilin, because you're accepting the yoke of heaven when you're davening and so on and so forth, maybe that even though you have an excuse of Isaac mitzvah, you still have to say that, you still have to do it. Or because these mitzvahs have a very limited amount of time, so maybe you should do these mitzvahs and then you can interrupt your digging and continue digging afterwards. Anyway, you are potter. Rabbeinu Yoina, third payday, comes up with the Chiddush, and he said that it seems that only these kind of mitzvahs are potter, which is a mitzvah asei shazman groma, which Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yosher says in the Pnei Shua, that the only mitzvahs that are oisig and mitzvah, if you ever look in Shas, all the examples that we give of oisig and mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah, what mitzvah are you potter from? You are potter from mitzvah asei shazman groma. Because the mitzvah does not apply to women, so it's like a mitzvah she'ena shava bakar, it's a weaker mitzvah. So oisig and mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah. The question of that is, we had the Gemara in Bab Metzia, that is called Shomer Sachar. If you're a Shomer Aveda, it's considered Shomer Sachar. If you're watching an Aveda for somebody, you're considered Shomer Sachar, because I'm getting paid. How am I getting paid? Because if a poor man comes to collect tzedakah, I'm exempt from giving him tzedakah because I'm busy with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, or Tingit Aveda. Tzedakah is not a time-bound mitzvah, and yet we're using that under the getter of Isaac, the guise of Isaac mitzvah upon the mitzvah. Anyway, to talk about it. What he did was, what about these people that came to time of Krishna? He goes up, he washes his hands, puts on tefillin first, and that's why we bring this brisa. The Kaida Krishna is Bali, read Krishna Davos. Clearly, you should put on tefillin before you say Krishna. Before we get to the answer, the Gemara Rabbi digresses. The brice itself is difficult to understand. Reisha Amar. First, you start saying Potter, what you're exempt because you're digging a grave, and then we say v'chayiv. Then you say chayiv. Say Maholoka. That doesn't bother me. Say for betrayv reish v'chad. If you're digging alone, you should not interrupt your digging. But if there are two people there, then you have a roster. He digs while you say Krishna, and then you dig while he's saying Krishna. And then Mekomon Kasher Rav. A question of Rav, because here we see clearly you should put on film first. Rav Kirabi Shua ben Karcha Shvilei. Rav holds like Yeshua ben Karcha. The Amar, he says, Oil Malcha Shemaim Tchila V'Achekach Oil Mitzvahs. First you say Krishma, and then you put on Tfilin, which is the Mitzvah. How did he put on Tfilin after Krishma? You now will be Mafsik between Krishma and Shmanesa. So the big Machlek is a Shainim. So whether, you see, clues me, you're allowed to put on Tfilin after Krishma. Machlek is a Shainim, whether you can make a Brocha or you just put on the Tfilin and then you make the bracha afterwards. Another machlok to show is whether we compare talus as well. For example, if you got a talus, are you allowed to put it on after Krishna, or maybe tefillin is different than a talus? Because a talus is no chiv. If only if you have to have four corners, you have to put on a talus. If you don't, you don't. By saying tefillin, you have to put on. Anyway, so the Rav argued with his braisa. He felt you put on tefillin first. First you say Krishna, Olos Malchus Shemaim, and then you put on tefillin. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? He's talking about talking. You talk about first Vahafta before you do Vahishmaya. Lahagdim Kriya Lekriya. One Pasha before the other Pasha. Or Bekriya Lasi and Mishamla. Where does he say that you should not be wearing tefillin by Krishna? First you say Krishna, then you put on tefillin. No such thing. But so furthermore, me saw the like Rishon Karcha. Does he actually hold like Rishon Karcha? But Amar Abchi Bar Rashi seems again another occasion. Have a keim the kamei the Rav. I was standing before Rav. Umagdim Umoshe Yodi stood there and he washed his hands. He went ahead and washed his hands. Umevorech and he made a bracha, a bichas atayda. Umasni Lampirkin, which is considered here anasiya, or at least it's it comes after Lilmoid, after Kabbalah Shemaim. He taught us and then he put on tefillin and then Vahodi Kari Krishma. So first of all, he did a mitzvah before he did Kabbalah of Shemayim, because he taught us learning before he said Krishma. And plus, he did it, and there also he put on tefillin before Krishma. Over there, he's talking about he didn't come to find Krishma as he taught us. In Kei Maya says of Chibar Rashi, what was the point of the Eid of Chibar Rashi? Obviously, what's the big deal? La Fukim, no, the main point of this testimony was that he made a bruch of Bichda Teide and he gave us Mishnayis. La Fukim, Imando Amal, the Mishnah Angel, what we had a few days ago in Machlek is whether you make a Bichas Teide for Mishnayis as well or for Gemara and so on. Here clearly we see you do make a bruch for Mishnayis. Because here he did over there he put on tefillin after Krishna, and over here we see clearly he davened before Krishna, and also he put on tefillin Krishna. So he answers shluchah davis. You're right. Of course he would put on tefillin first. That was a one-off occasion that the shliach was supposed to bring the tefillin, brought it late. Says the Gemara Amarula. It's always a last resort. Always. Amru Sazullah. Call Hakaida Krishma Beloit Filin. Anyone who reads Krishma without filling, because here we just had a story of Rav, he seems that he said Krishma without filling. So he's but over there he had no choice because his man Krishma was about to be over and he didn't receive the filling yet. Call Hakaida Krishma without filling, ki ilu meyid Aida Shekib Atzmai. It's as if you are testifying and saying false Aidas about yourself. Why is it? Because it says in Krishma, Ukshatram Lois Al Yadecha, where's your filling? Where is it from? It sounds like you're not allowed to without film. Amar Abchi Bar Abba Rabbi Yechon ki ilu hikrav oile b'le minchas, as if you burn oile without the mincha that also comes with it, or there's a carbon b'le nesachim. What's exactly he saying? It seems that
sorry,
it's all right, serenading us. It seems that what are they arguing? One way of learning their argument is as follows. Ula is saying that you're not allowed to say Krishna not filling. Friedrich Rebbe wrote a letter that you know when you say Shema before davening, you should already have it filling on. Or Bachrim, you know, before the Chassidus, they should put on filling, say Shema, and then take it off because it says it made Eidus Sheker. Rabbi but Abba compares it to a carbon without Nesachim. What do we learn in Zvachim? That you can bring 10 days later your Nesachim as long as you eventually bring it. In other words, you can say Krishna without filling as long later when you're going to daven, you're going to put on filling then. That's exactly what the machlekes here is. Can you say Krishna before davening without tefillin, or do you have to put on tefillin b'shas ma'isa? Now here it doesn't mention a word about tzitzis. The Zoya says the same thing regarding a talus, that if you say Krishna without wearing tzitzis, is made eidus sheker. It's brought down the Morgan of Rum. And our Gemara doesn't bring it down. It's interesting, because we say that the most important thing is to have tzitzis when you're davening. And that's how we always learn. The Rambam says, the Evan Ezra, if you ever have a chance to look it up, beautiful, the Evan Ezra and Chumash Parsha Shlach, the very, very end. He says you have to wait. Risa Moishu's chartem is called mitzvah Hashem, and he says therefore, when should you be wearing a talus when you go to business? You should put on a talus. Well, you're davening. What do you need a talus for? You're davening. You remember the Eibishter. So you read it. It's very interesting. Evan Ezra. You should dafka wear talus when you're not davening. So maybe that's a chilg now Gemara and the Zoya. The Gemara doesn't mention make an issue out of a talus at all, and the Zoya says that if you're davening without a talus, it's no good. So that's the machlekes between those who are shining there. Okay, just two more lines. Amar Rabbi Yechonon Haroitza she kabel olav ol malchus shemayim shleim. If you want to accept the ol yoke, talking about ol malchus shemayim, you want to do properly. This is what you should do. You find the first thing in the morning is you should take care of your human needs. The yitl yadav, you should wash your hands for davening. The yaniach tefillin, and you should put on tefillin. And the yikra krishma, and this order, and then lein krishma, and then mispaling damash menesa. Zu hi malchus shemayim shleim. This is considered complete acceptance of the yoke of Hashem. If you do that, you go to take care of your needs. And you wash your hands. And you read Krishna. The Torah considers it as if you build an altar for Hashem. The hikriv olav carbon and you broke kabbonis because davening corresponds to kabbonis. It's as if you did all the steps of a carbon correctly and you built the mizbech. The chesiv. It says in pasuk. And how do I know that? We'll finish this. It says in pasuk. Erchatz. You wash your binikoyin kapai with clean hands. happens, Vasaiva, and then Vasaiva is Mizbechach Hashem. I will circle your Mizbech Hashem. So you see, if you wash your hands and you prepare yourself properly, it's as if you built a Mizbech. Okay, we'll stop here.